Good morning. What time is it? 11? Well, that's not too bad. No, it's not bad at all. You know, you have major bedhead right now. Yes, you do. It's actually pretty cute. Just like you. I love sleeping in on the weekends. Especially when I get to stay over here. Yes, it is definitely great. The best, actually. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about what we could do for breakfast. I'm thinking French toast. What do you think? I know you mentioned a few days ago that it sounded good, and you know I'm a sucker for it. Great. That makes me happy. Okay, so the next question is, do you want the sweet French toast or the southern version? Because I kind of have a craving for the second one. Oh, anything I want? Anything at all? Do you know how tempting it is to just have a lazy day in bed? When's the last time we did that? It's definitely been a while. No, what happened last time? Oh, right. We just couldn't keep our hands off one another. So, what if I just straddled you right now? Would that get me in trouble? Would I lose my French toast privileges? Well, I guess I just have to find out, won't I? Oh, I'm trouble. Me, of all people? Come on. I am perfectly innocent. You're the one that keeps on corrupting me. You know, I don't think I spend enough time in this position. Because then your hands can trail up my back and you can pull me real close. Of course I would like that. Are you kidding? I would adore that. Just like that. You know, maybe we just don't spend enough time in bed, you know, when we wake up, because this right here, this is pretty great. Yeah, I like this. No, what else can you do with me sitting just like this? You can what? What? No. No, tickling. Ah, don't. Okay, hold on. Wait, that little maneuver was pretty smooth. You should roll me over like that more often. What are you, tickle monster or something? Oh, something like that. Wait, did you do all of that just so you could pin me to the bed? No. No more tickling. You are evil, mister. But I like it. Yeah, I love it. Damn it. You made me snort. Stop it. No, stop. Yeah, no, I'm okay. What do you mean, are you sure? My face dropped. I mean, did it? No, I'm not nervous. Well, not really. I'm a little out of breath, but yeah, everything is fine, I promise. Can we talk about something, though? No, you don't have to move. I want you staying right here. Okay, so I'm gonna place my hand on your cheek. Yeah, just like that. And I really hope I don't fuck this up. You'll know in a moment. Okay, I love you. I love you. Yes, I love you. Yeah, I definitely mean that. This actually isn't exactly how I was planning to say it, though. That's the thing. I didn't even really have a plan, but, you know, you told me a couple weeks ago that you loved me. You even said that I didn't have to say it back, because you didn't want to startle me. But I kind of already had a sneaking suspicion that I loved you. Months ago, actually. I was just too scared to say anything. Or even admit that it was in fact a thing. But as soon as I heard you say it, you know, to me, like actually heard you say it with you staring at me with all the love in the world, I realized how badly I wanted to say it back to you, which I almost did. Well, I didn't say it back because I didn't want you to worry that I was only saying it because you did. Besides, I kind of had this look of shock on my face, which you didn't hesitate to point out, and then you told me that you were worried that you said it too soon, and well, because I made that stupid face. But I didn't even make that face because of you. No, I didn't. I made it because I knew in an instant just how important you truly were to me. And that shit is scary. Like, it felt like you were the only thing keeping me held. Like, gravity wasn't, you were. So, I made that face because of my own feelings. Yes, really. I just wasn't sure how to convince you that I didn't feel forced to say it. I wanted to say it so bad, though, and then I decided that when I did, it would be during something romantic or intimate. And instead, I nervously blurted out when you're pinning me to the bed in an attempt to tickle me. Yes. Of course I love you. Say it again. Fine, if you insist. I love you. 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 Do you still love me? Yeah, maybe I'm just a little bit crazy. Or maybe I just want to hear you tell me again. Okay, you are going to melt my heart. You cannot just tell me you love me and then sweetly kiss my nose. Do you know what that does to me? Exactly. Exactly. It melts my heart. Well, now you're not allowed to leave me. Nope. Never. Because you have sealed the deal. You brought love into this, and now there is no going back. Yes, really. The fact that you told me that night, knowing that there was a chance I wouldn't even say it back. I mean, that must mean I mean a lot to you, right? Oh, sorry, correction. I mean the world. Do I really? Because I know for me, you mean the world. You are everything. You know, maybe we should revisit this whole staying in bed all day, because I'm sure the idea of putting your hands everywhere would sound way more appealing after getting some energy from breakfast. What do you think? Because that sounds really ideal right now. I know I am evil, aren't I? Now you're evil too. And that is one of the many reasons we work so well together. I love you. And I know what you've been through. And I just want you to know that I am not going anywhere. You're stuck with me. I hope you don't mind that.